The executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, says President Mahama's directive on hampers for Christmas is in the right direction. He, however, said the president should have followed it with an instruction to a particular institution to monitor and ensure that it is followed to the letter. Mr. Azim called for punitive measures to deter individuals and institutions that go contrary to the directive. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, Mr. Azim said this will help in curbing corruption and overspending by MDAs and also save the country some resource for development projects. He charged the public, especially the security agencies, to be on the lookout for institutions which flout the directive.
I think it's a good directive, but this is not the first time that we are getting such a directive. You recall that President Atamels also gave a similar directive and even went ahead to send some such gifts to Osu Children's Home. And nobody monitored whether they were obeying or not. Nobody took action on those that flouted the directives. And so we have 1 week before Christmas, and I will entreat all the media and civil society organizations to watch the roads, the police who are on the roads, to watch and just write down the numbers of the government cars that are carrying sheep and goats and fowls, and let's see whether there are people are keeping to the directive. If they are not, let's draw the attention of the president to it and see what action he will take. Because it is unfortunate that you have to dip your hands into state coffers, buy gifts and come and distribute publicly. It's like you are institutionalizing corruption. So it's a good directive. And the only thing the president did not do was to instruct a particular institution to monitor and to get these things to his attention so that necessary action will be taken.
On the issue of the Auditor General's report on MDAs exceeding their budgetary allocation, Mr. Azim wondered how the MDAs get the extra revenues to execute their projects over and above the money they have budgeted for and what exactly they use the money on.
For me, I don't understand when you say they have exceeded their budget. A budget is a plan, expected revenues and planned expenditures. It has to be approved by Parliament. So there is a budget that would normally be approved by Parliament at the beginning of the year. But the Constitution also makes provision for supplementary budgets. If in the course of the year you realize that some more monies are coming that you did not expect, you also budget for spending those monies, but then you have to come back to Parliament for approval. And monies are released to the MDAs based on the approved budgets by Parliament. So how do the MDAs get extra money to spend and exceed their budget? That's what I don't understand. Of course, some ministries, departments and agencies have what they call internally generated funds to use for other expenses. But that is also approved by Parliament. And they're supposed to spend in a certain way. Probably they have not looked at the revised budgets. Otherwise, I still don't agree that they have exceeded their budget. They would have probably had some approval from some authority. The assemblies would have to go back to the assemblies. The MDAs are supposed to go, if they supplement, but to go to Parliament for it. If they didn't do that, what was the basis for a controller or minister of finance releasing the additional money to them? I think that the Auditor General needs to explain a bit further on that for the Ghanaian public. If they got approval, then it's not seen on the budget. They just needed to revise the budget with the authorization of Parliament. Parliament has power to appoint a committee to investigate it, to find out what these monies are being used for. But Parliament stops at just the Public Accounts Committee level. They should go beyond and say, this particular issue is of national interest. We have set up a committee to investigate it. They should be proactive in some of their responsibilities.
Those were views on Focus, which discussed the President's directive on hampers and the Auditor General's report on MDA.